Ah, no, thank you so much for having me.
Well, first of all, I think my biggest question is, what inspired you to mix music with comedy?
Ah, so I actually started the other way around. So I started with music and then found comedy.
Oh, well, because you, I was watching a few of your videos before, and you have such an amazing voice. So
Oh, thank you.
that doesn't surprise me at all. But what kind of, stopped you from continuing down a musical path and diverging into comedy?
For me, it was about the performance. So with music, most of the gigs I was getting were background music at cafes, and you get a very passive audience who are very polite and they'll clap at the end. But with comedy, it's such an active audience, and you have to really perform and have their attention the whole time, and they listen to the lyrics, and so that was just more exciting for me.
Yeah, and it's no surprise that that's the kind of thing that you find so connecting, because you broke the record last year for the most gigs in Sydney. How many gigs do you do? Not to put a number on success, of course.
I did 371, so that was
Sorry, that
pretty
really
good.
took me by surprise. That's more, isn't that more days than there are in a year?
I mean, luckily the Sydney scene's amazing, so there are just so many gigs. You can really gig every night if you want to, or if you're insane like me.
How did you manage that? I mean, that must have been so exhausting to kind of pick up and keep going literally night after afternoon after night.
It goes through waves, so like for a couple of months it's fine, and then you feel like you're gonna have a meltdown, and you just go through that, and then you wait for the next wave.
Comes and goes in waves. Spoken
Yeah.
like a true musician. So your shows are obviously comedic, but they're musical. So how long does it take for you to write a show, considering you've got songs to write in as well?
So I've been working on this one for this is my first solo show, so I've been working on this one the whole time, basically. So it's all the jokes I've written, so far, and then a story that tries to link it all together.
So how long is that? You said the whole time. So since you started comedy?
Yeah, since I started comedy, so yeah, 3.5 years ago.
Wow, well, it's going to be funny then, to put
I
it. Now, you said that this show is about hating hypocrites and also being one. What do you kind of mean by that?
To be honest, when you have to write the blurb for the show, it's very hard to also be across what your show is going to be about. I'd just say a statement that was something that sort of is inherent in all of my jokes, and then hopefully it will be relevant. But yeah, it's a show about why I chose to do comedy, and there's a long story that goes with it that it talks about my family and some other things, few little
Well,
famous people.
it sounds incredible. It's a lifelong work as well as 3 years of actual writing. So you to put it frankly, so you're performing in the Fringe, obviously, as we said. What can we expect?
From the show?
Yeah. So sorry. When is it? What time is it? Give me the juicy deets.
Oh, right. Okay, so it starts tomorrow night, and Wednesday, Friday, Sunday, and it's 8:15 Wednesday, Friday, and 7:15 on Sunday at the Factory Theatre.
Perfect. Oh, a huge venue
Yeah.
as well. Congratulations.
No, it's a container. It's very intimate, but it'll be really fun. I love intimate spaces. They're my favorite places to perform.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Spoken like a true performer. Well, Steph, thank you so much for joining us, and good luck with the show.
Oh, thank you so much.